Okay, today we work on the appointed Old Testament lesson for Pentecost, and it's that famous pouring out of the Spirit passage in Joel that goes nicely together with the Acts 2 passage of Pentecost. And I think the third lesson is John 16. Now, this is an instance where your English verse numbering and your Hebrew verse numbering are different. In Hebrew, this is all of chapter 3. And in English, it's chapter 2, verses 28 and following. So that in the Hebrew Bible, chapter 4 is the same as the English chapter 3. I think the Hebrew Bible is a little better here. They block off 3:1-5 as a separate chapter. In English, that would be 2:28-32. And all of those verses go together. It forms a unit. Typically, our lectionary people, I don't think they had any exegetes on this committee, because they're always chopping up these texts and they're dividing them at the wrong places. So the appointed lesson is just 2:28-29, and they lop off 30, 31, and 32, and 32 is crucial for understanding the role of the Spirit, because verse 32 in your English and Hebrew verse 5 is how everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered. Among those whom Yahweh calls. So there we're talking about faith, which of course you want to tie in with the Spirit. But lectionary doesn't let you make that connection because they stop at two or three verses too soon. Anyway, we'll read the whole passage then. Hebrew Bible 3 verse 1. V'haya achre kein. And it will happen after thus. In the previous chapter, Joel has been describing the locust plague and how Israel is to repent. Apparently, Israel did turn to the Lord, that famous Ash Wednesday lesson. And then Yahweh restored their fortunes. So Israel is now back in under the favor of Yahweh. Enjoying his prosperity in the land, restored. And now comes chapter 3, afterwards. So this is in the distant future, apparently. The following will happen. I think Joel is saying then to ancient Israel, you have more to look forward to. There is an ideal future age that's coming that is really going to, you know, knock your socks off. It really is going to be something. So notice my, as always, our method is first hear the Old Testament lesson on its own terms and ask, what would Joel's prophecy mean for ancient Israel? You got to put yourself into that BC context and hear it that way. Then you can go to the New Testament and see, you know, what does Acts do with it and so on. But first, we want to treat the Old Testament with respect. I feel like Rodney Dangerfield here. So it will happen after thus, and God is speaking. Eshpok, this is from Shafak. I will pour out eth ruhi, my ruach. Well, ruach, as you know, means a lot of different things. Polysemus, my wind, my breath. My spirit, small s, my spirit, capital S. Here, because it's God's spirit, you know, I think we're absolutely right in capitalizing it, my spirit. This same spirit that's spoken of elsewhere in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1 already, the spirit that's hovering over creation. The image here seems to be of pouring water, Shafak, so that God floods people with his Spirit. Unsparingly, that's the idea. This extremely generous giving of the Spirit. No holding back. That's the idea. So I will pour out my Spirit, al kol basar, on all flesh. And I take that as the key point of these two verses. In this future age, the Spirit will be given to everybody. Everybody will have, you might say, this direct access to God. As opposed to, in contradistinction to, previous Old Testament periods. Because in the typically in the Old Testament period, the Spirit is poured out only on certain selected individuals, right? Remember when Saul was prophesying in the camp, and they say, how is this? The Spirit came mightily upon him. Is Saul also among the prophets? And remember that other instance where two of the non-appointed were prophesying, and in addition to the 70 elders, and people complained to Moses, and Moses said, Numbers 11, would that everybody would prophesy, would have the Spirit like this. What Joel seems to be saying then is that Moses' wish will come true. The day will come when the Spirit will be, you know, democratically given to everybody, you might say. So in the Old Testament, typically the Spirit is powerfully given only to certain selected individuals. The judges, the Spirit came upon them and they delivered Israel. King David, Saul, David. The prophets typically received the Spirit. Ezekiel, for instance, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And show, you know, and the Spirit gives him these visions. So this is one of the differences between the Old Testament period and the New Testament period. We need the Old Testament in order to help us appreciate the great treasures that we have. We take it so for granted, but, you know, it hasn't always been so. So we now live in the age that Joel prophesied, and the age of the Spirit. In fact, the whole New Testament emphasizes that that's one of the marks of the eschatological age. It's this outpouring of the Spirit. Steve. Well, yeah.